Well, good morning, everyone, and welcome to The Drive. It is October 15th, and I hope you're doing well. It is Friday. That's good for a lot of you because you get the weekend off, which is a blessing. Others, it's a Friday, but it's not really the end of the week. You know, we all have different schedules. We're all get busy in different ways, but it's definitely important to take some time for rest and rejuvenation, definitely. But praying for you guys is day to day. And one of the things I want to talk about is just a little bit about prayer, but really it's about spending time with the Father, one-on-one time with the Father. And one of the books I'm reading right now, I can't exactly remember the title. I think it's called The Secret Place of Prayer, or The Secret Place. I don't know, but it's really good. It's really good. It's one of the books I'm reading for the discipleship with the, you know, the little group of senior pastors I was talking about, and it's just really good. But really, the title and the whole theme of the book is based upon Psalm 91, which is a great psalm if you ever want to just sit down and read and pray and seek the Lord. It's just a really good, really good psalm. But the whole book really is based on kind of the first couple of verses. And I'm just going to read it to you, and then we'll talk about it. Psalm 91, 1 and 2 says, "He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in Him I will trust." So the secret place is that time that you spend with God, that time where you connect with Him, that time where you commune with Him, if you will. So that is priority, because when you start out in God's presence, then no amount of problems is going to pull you down, if you will, or take you out, because you're going to already be built up and ready to go, because you've had that time with God. And really, the psalm is bent on safety, on protection, on, you know, the attributes or the traits of our Father in heaven, who is our refuge, who's our fortress, who protects us. But sometimes we don't know those or think about those things when we don't spend time with Him in the secret place. That secret place of communing with the Creator of the universe, one-on-one. That should be priority, right? That should be a no-brainer, if you will. That should be a time where it's like, yes, I need to do this. Like, this is what I have to do first. Because when you're in that secret place, when you're in the presence of God, just talking to Him and listening for His voice and reading His word to your life, it's powerful. It kind of calibrates you. You know what I mean? It kind of like realigns you. It's like I like flying drones, and I just recently bought another one. I had an old one someone gave me, and I really just used it for work. But it's kind of, you know, it's old, it's outdated, it doesn't work as well. They discontinued it, all that stuff. But now I have a new one, and the thing is, before you fly it, most of the time you have to calibrate it. So basically, you have the controller, and you take the drone, and you have to turn it around slowly, and then you have to put it on its side, and then spin it around slowly to calibrate it, to make sure it's balanced, to make sure that when it gets in the air, it doesn't, you know, it doesn't get off course and doesn't go crazy. You have to make sure it's calibrated for it to fly efficiently and properly, if you will. Well, similarly, we need to recalibrate. We don't need to spin around, but we need to spend time with the Lord in the secret place, in the place of prayer, in the place where it's just us, it's just me and God. Now, it doesn't just stay, you know, it doesn't just stay me and God, because people just, you know, use that statement to justify not ever fellowshipping with other believers. But now that's wrong. But you should definitely never neglect that time in the secret place with the Lord, just you and Him. Communing, talking, recalibrating, reprioritizing, reminding yourself what life is about, reminding that the spiritual affects what you see, affects the physical, affects everything. Just because you can't see it doesn't mean it's not there. It's kind of like protons, neutrons, electrons, cells, wind. All of these things you can't see, like with the naked eye, right? But they exist. You can't see God, but He exists. He works. He touches hearts. He changes lives. He helps us to recalibrate. He reminds us what life's about. But I'm just saying, the secret place, this place of communing with God, it's such an essential place to spend time in consistently. And you don't have to get all legalistic and be like, I have to do this 4 hours a day or I'm not doing it at all. Hey, if you have 20 minutes, do it. Seek God. Read His Word. Commune with Him. Journal. Write down what God is speaking to you. Write down that your own prayer requests. You know, write down those who you want to intercede for. Spend time in the secret place, seeking the Lord. And again, you're going to realize a few things, that you're going to abide in the shadow of the Almighty. Like, He's going to protect you. He's going to be with you. And you're going to realize that He is your refuge, right? The Lord is your refuge, and you have to remember that. But you only can really remember that when you're in that place with Him, connecting, talking, being honest, being real. He is your refuge and your fortress. Therefore, I mean, what's the result of that? The end of verse 2, Psalm 91. My God, I will trust in Him. I'm going to trust Him. And you know how it is. Like, in the past, I bet there have been people, maybe those who are very, very close to you, who you trusted, you put your faith in, your trust in, and they let you down. They didn't come through. They broke promises. And so that trust was broken. And maybe it just ended like that, or maybe there was a time of, you know, restoration and reconciliation where that trust was built back up, which is a great thing. But we know for a fact we can trust the Lord, because He always comes through and He doesn't break promises. He says what He does what He says. And the only way we really know and are reminded that He's our fortress, our strong tower, that we run to and are safe, that He is the one who protects us in the shadow of His wings, if you will. The only way that we know that is really if we spend that time in the secret place with Him. Talk to Him. Be comforted by Him. Listen for Him. And then we can say with more confidence than ever, I trust in Him. Oh, why? Because the Bible says? Well, yeah, but also because I spend time with Him. And I pray to Him. I'm not talking to myself, I'm talking to the living God who listens, who cares, who answers. But all of this happens, you guys, in the secret place that it's just you and God. And once you spend that time in that secret place on a consistent basis, you know, you can go out and gather and go to work and do errands and do what you got to do, parents, do all you have to do, right? And you'll be set and ready and recalibrated to face the day. You'll be balanced, if you will. And God will use you. And God will continue to lead you and speak to you, because you've had that time in that secret place with the Lord. So important, guys. Well, God bless you, and I hope you have an amazing weekend. And we'll definitely talk to you guys on Monday.